Hi, and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm John.
And I'm Chen Li. 今天我们要去探访只有在伦敦才会找得到的一些独特的俱乐部。他们就是高级的私人绅士俱乐部。Private gentlemen's clubs. What's special about them, John?
Well, these are very old clubs, and they've been open for more than 100 years. And they're usually found in very old and traditional buildings in central London. And they might have a bar, and quite often they'll have their own library, restaurant, and also bedrooms.
他们历史悠久, they are old. 他们给会员提供配套的服务设施通常包括一个酒吧 bar.一间图书馆 a library, 同时还可能有供休息的卧房以及餐厅。So John, why does London have these clubs?
Good question, Lee. They date back to the 18th century, and they started life as coffee houses, where actors, political leaders, and sometimes members of the royal family would mix together and discuss the latest news and gossip.
So, the clubs have a long history.
Yep, that's right.
开始时它仅仅是个咖啡屋 coffee houses. 当时所有政坛以及文坛的主要人物和代表都聚集一堂谈论当天发生的新闻以及传言。
Today, things have changed quite a lot, but the gentlemen's clubs in London are still very traditional and have a very special atmosphere.
下面是 Ronald Howard 的谈话。他是个演员兼作家，同时也是 Garrick 俱乐部的会员。
One of the most enchanting things about the Garrick is that the moment you enter those doors, one is beguiled by the peace of the place. The club was founded, so the story goes, so that actors could meet gentlemen and learn how to behave. And nowadays, I think that the balance is reversed. I think the gentlemen rather like meeting the actors and yes. catching some of that glamour.
Ronald Harwood, a member of the prestigious Garrick Club in London. Now, did you notice there that Ronald said how people are beguiled by the peace of his club?
Yes, but what does beguiled mean, John?
It means to trick.
Ronald 说人们受到 Garrick 俱乐部平和表象的诱惑 beguiled, 或者说被蒙骗了。这个俱乐部原本是为那些演员设立的，让他们结交绅士，学习礼貌的行为和优雅的举止。
Now though, it's the gentlemen who like to learn from the actors.
Yes, they like the glamour. 如今的绅士们反过来，希望从那些演员身上了解他们充满魅力的生活方式。Okay, John, what else can you tell me about the atmosphere in these clubs?那让我们来听听更多的有关这种俱乐部情况的介绍吧。
Well, here's Arthur Garrett, a member of a club called the National Liberal Club, and he starts by talking about relics.
意思是遗风遗俗。
And the smoking room.
吸烟室。
Clubs have got what I would call relics. For example, there are paintings and things like this of famous members in the Liberal Club, for example, there's that well-known renegade Winston Churchill who stands in the hall because in the better times he was a Liberal. I remember when I used to go along with my father, there were certain chairs in the smoking room that certain people did sit in. They'd sat in them for 40 years and so on, and this was considered to be their right. I don't think this exists anymore. I don't see any trace of it in the clubs I'm a member of.
Wow!John, it seems to me that these clubs are from another world. 这些俱乐部好像来自和我们完全不同的一个世界。
Yes, well, that's what a lot of people say. We might say that they are from a bygone age, as if they're from another time in history, but have somehow kept their old-fashioned traditions alive.
They are from a bygone age. 是的，这些俱乐部非常古老 old-fashioned.他们来自历史上的某个时期，来自过去的时代 ，a bygone age。我在想，那些在当今社会加入这些古老俱乐部的人，是不是也是过时的人呢
？Here's Basil Boothroyd. He's a member of the Savage Club.
Basil 谈到英国的一些国王曾经也是这个俱乐部的会员，还有当今女王的丈夫菲利普亲王，他也是其中一员。
All kings have been honorary members.Prince Philip, of course. as a member and comes along from time to time.
原来英国女王的丈夫也是 Savage 俱乐部的会员。这个俱乐部有名在于它拥有一些名誉会员 ,honorary members.
So, Lee, if you want to meet influential people, a private London club is the place for you to join. Thanks for coming in to chat about these clubs. Bye for now.
Bye.
On the town.
都市略影
From BBC Learning English.